This is the Composer's Datebook for April 13th. I'm John Burge. One of the best loved works of classical music, Handel's oratorio Messiah, had its first performance on today's date in Dublin in the year 1742. Handel wrote Messiah in a period of only 4 weeks, then put it aside until he received an invitation to present a new work in the Irish capital. Dublin gave Messiah an enthusiastic reception, but it took a few years before London recognized that Messiah was a masterpiece. Baroque composers like Handel freely borrowed materials from previous works or even other composers. For Messiah, Handel borrowed melodies from his Concerto a Due Cori. The American composer, Ellen Taafe Zwillich, harks back to this Baroque custom in her own Concerto Grosso 1985, in which she quotes directly from Handel's Violin Sonata in D, which, in turn, quotes from no fewer than four of Handel's own earlier compositions. Born in Miami in 1939, Ellen Taafe Zwillich studied at Juilliard and in 1983 became the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in Music for her Symphony No. 1. Composer's Daybook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.